Seed to Stone, a behind-the-scenes tour of the premium diamond growth process, presented by WD Lab-Grown Diamonds in partnership with the Plum Clubs podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Brittany Lewis, the Chief Marketing Officer of WD Lab-Grown Diamonds, a leading lab-grown diamond manufacturer based in the Washington, D.C. area. My background is in omnichannel brand marketing, merchandising, and growth, with over a decade of leadership experience in the jewelry space specifically. At WD, I'm responsible for overseeing our marketing, brand, and merchandising efforts, as well as the expansion of our ESG, or Environmental, Social, and Governance platform. Today, I'm joined by renowned crystal scientist, Dr. Jonathan Levine-Miles, WD's Chief Process Officer. Jonathan, great to have you here. Please introduce yourself.
Thanks, Brittany. Hi, all. Excited to be here with you. I'm Dr. Jonathan Levine-Miles, WD's Chief Process Officer, which means I oversee our manufacturing and every step in our diamonds journey from seed to gemstone. I grew my first crystal, a ruby, 20 years ago in a lab in Princeton, New Jersey. And prior to entering the world of lab-grown diamonds, I helped build and operate the world's largest sapphire facility.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Jonathan. And to our podcast listeners, we're thrilled to be connecting with you, whether you're a retailer, designer, or manufacturer, regardless of where you are in your journey with lab-grown diamonds. If you have lab-grown diamonds in your collection, are a longtime advocate, or are entirely new to the space. As is widely known and reported, consumer demand for lab-grown diamonds continues its exponential rise, further compounded by rising brand and retailer adoption around the globe. It's more important than ever that the retailer can accurately and powerfully share the unique story behind lab-grown diamonds. In today's conversation, we'll be providing actionable information to ensure you can make the most of this disruptive, exciting new category. The top takeaways from our discussion today will be: one, a clear overview of the premium lab-grown diamond growth processes in order to ensure you can answer all questions and tell a captivating story at point of sale. Two, some fun facts about lab-grown diamond growth technology to wow your clients and customers, as well as establish trust. Three, some key talking points on third-party sustainability certification and traceability in the diamond space. And the fourth takeaway, retail tips in engaging the next generation consumer and speaking to lab-grown diamonds. And five, finally, the importance and value of training and education across all levels of retail. So with that, let's get started. For those of you who are new to WD Lab-Grown Diamonds, a brief company overview. WD was founded in 2008 outside of Washington, D.C., originally incubated through technology developed by the Carnegie Institution for Science. We are a pioneering technology company at our core and the global leader in high-quality laboratory-created diamonds, with distribution under the brands WD Lab-Grown Diamonds and our consumer-facing brand, Latitude. WD also produces diamonds for advanced materials and applications in industrial settings. On the gemstone front, we specialize in as-grown, untreated chemical vapor deposition, or CVD, type 2A diamonds. Our diamonds are fully traceable, grown in the USA and available in round, brilliant, and fancy shapes, are colorless and near colorless on the color grading scale, and available across all size ranges, from melee through to high carat weights, 8 carats and above. At WD, our core values are integrity, accountability, innovation, and safety. And we're dedicated to leading with transparency. As such, WD was the first diamond company worldwide to become third-party sustainability rated and to achieve 100% climate neutrality. This third-party sustainability certification was achieved through SCS Global Services, an international leader in independent environmental certification and standards development. The Certified Sustainability Rated Diamond Standard, or SCS 007, was created to establish a uniform and credible basis for independently assessing and certifying the environmentally and socially responsible production and handling of gemstone quality diamonds. We were proud to achieve certification in 2020, guaranteeing provenance and providing assurances to the modern consumer on our ethical and sustainable production practices. Now that you know a bit about WD and our commitment to sustainability, let's take a moment to comment on the current state of the diamond industry. Through technological advancements, consumer trends, and rapidly accelerating industry and retailer adoption rates, we're witnessing the lab-grown diamond category growing and evolving in real time. And what's exciting to see is that the consumer is really in the driver's seat, dictating through their purchasing behavior what products are offered from bridal to fashion across size ranges and spurring the launch of new, exciting brands centered around lab-grown diamonds and their unique value propositions. A turning point on the consumer side often cited was the July 2018 update of the FTC's jewelry guides, which validated that lab-grown diamonds have the same chemical, physical, and optical quality as earth-mined diamonds. They are unquestionably, quote-unquote, real. Fast forward to today, and 10% of the total global diamond business is lab-grown. There's an incredible opportunity for both categories to live alongside one another and for the industry to evolve to a truly consumer-centric space. On the product level, not all lab-grown diamonds are created equal, just as not every earth mine diamond is created equal. High-quality diamond production requires unique expertise, scientific prowess, and calibrated and stable infrastructure. It's not just a matter of plugging in a machine and pressing a button. Through the diamond growth process, each lab-grown diamond is itself unique, a product of human ingenuity, and that magical combination of art and science. On that note, Jonathan, I'd love for you to take us through the diamond growth process step by step. Let's start with the basics. What are the main processes for diamond growth?
Sure. Thanks, Brittany. There are three ways to produce a diamond, which are mining, high pressure, high temperature, and chemical vapor deposition. Mining diamonds is the established method, where diamonds were formed deep beneath the Earth's surface millions of years ago and are then extracted. The high pressure, high temperature process, or HPHT, is designed to mimic how diamonds are formed by the Earth. This brute force process uses large presses to squeeze and heat up a graphite charge, converting it into diamond. And finally, chemical vapor deposition. Rather than copy the Earth's process, CVD circumnavigates it. So instead of high pressure, it uses low pressure, enabling better control during the growth itself. This scientific, more elegant growth process actually has more in common with traditional semiconductor manufacturing than mining. As Brittany mentioned, it is important to note that both HPHT and CVD lab-grown diamonds are chemically, physically, and optically identical to mined diamonds, differing primarily in the method of manufacturing.
Thank you for that overview of the growth methods, Jonathan. Given the rapid expansion in the lab-grown market, from the producer side, can you share a bit about what is necessary to stand up consistent, reliable production of high-quality diamonds?
In order to achieve consistent growth at scale, it's critical for lab-grown diamond producers to stand up a state-of-the-art platform, extending beyond the chambers themselves to include exceptional scientific talent, control software, supporting equipment, and building infrastructure. This is the difference between small artisanal scale and controlled manufacturing with repeatable high-quality output. The result is a diamond platform with minimal variability and high repeatability, guaranteeing a stable process. To give you a better appreciation of the technical difficulty for large-scale growth, you can think of baking cookies in an oven at 375. So now imagine that the oven needs to be exactly 375.000 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's not just the oven that needs to be so exact in temperature, it's your kitchen. And not just your kitchen, but your entire house. Now, to achieve that level of stability, any slight drafts in your attic, cracks in your foundation will impact the temperature and thereby affect the cookies themselves. Now, looking at it through the lens of diamond production, an example of how precise everything must be, you can consider the cooling water that's used in the diamond growth process. It might run through dozens or even hundreds of chambers, and each chamber has multiple pathways with miles of piping that can be exposed to the outside weather and changing seasons. If the water temperature is not controlled and fluctuates by a single degree, that will have an impact on the color of gemstones produced.
Well put. Thank you for stating that in such everyday terms, Jonathan. It's a great way to demystify and explain the process and the ingenuity behind it to the consumer. Going a step further, we've recently seen significant growth in the CVD method being used in lab-grown diamond creation, specifically within the premium diamond space. Can you take us on a behind-the-scenes tour of how CVD type 2A diamonds are grown in the laboratory and what a type 2A diamond is exactly?
Sure. A type 2A diamond is characterized as the most chemically pure diamond. So for reference, in the mined diamond space, only 1% to 2% of all diamonds are classified as type 2A. The very first step in type 2A CVD diamond growth process is seed selection and preparation. A diamond seed is a thin sliver of a diamond, a landing pad for the diamond growth, which occurs vertically in the CVD chamber. The starting area of the seed dictates the final size of the finished gemstone. So for example, a 1-carat stone that is 6.5 millimeters in diameter would be grown using a 7-millimeter sized seed. Similarly, large stones need larger seeds. In this way, the producer can tailor each production run to the finished gemstones that they want to produce. Once the optimal seeds are selected and prepared, They are loaded into the diamond growth chamber. Then a special recipe of gases is injected. These are all carefully controlled and mixed into very specific ratios. The quality of the gases is one of the critical components of the entire process, with impurities reduced down to parts per billion. To frame it up differently, for premium diamond growth, if the molecules of methane gas were represented by Cheerios, then in 330,000 boxes of Cheerios, there would be at most one Fruit Loop representing the impurity. Once everything is properly mixed, then the microwaves are injected, which converts the gas into a plasma. The principle here is very similar to how your microwave at home works, but instead of heating up water to its boiling point, we heat up carbon-rich gas into a reactive plasma. As time progresses, the seeds heat up, the ideal process conditions are achieved, and atom by atom, layer by layer, the diamonds begin to grow.
Jonathan, it's really clear that there are highly precise processes and variables at play. In that way, this is a really powerful story in scientific achievement, and the one that we've found really connects with many consumers. It's often that early adopter, high information consumer specifically. Can you share a bit about how these conditions are calibrated and monitored in the lab?
Of course. There are many different variables to control during the growth process, including temperature, pressure, and gas chemistry. And as with my cookie analogy earlier, the biggest challenge with CVD diamond growth is that if any one of these variables falls out of spec, the entire process can be destroyed. In order to grow high quality diamonds, all the variables need to be precise and highly controlled for the entire process. This requirement is further complicated when you expand from a single reactor to an entire facility, where a repeatable process is necessary at scale across hundreds of reactors, day and night, 365 days a year. In the midst of the CVD growth cycle, the scientists and production team can monitor the diamonds growing in real time. And, fun fact, observe plasma that is nearly the same temperature as the surface of the sun. By shepherding each unique diamond through its growth cycle, engineers can make real-time changes as needed based on equipment readings and visual observations of the diamonds.
Okay, great. Let's get back to the diamond growth process itself. So the diamonds are heating up, they're growing in the chamber. How do you guys know when they're done?
Once the desired finished height is reached, based on the size and shape of the diamond the growth team is looking to achieve, the process is carefully and controllably shut down. The rough diamonds are removed from the chamber and moved on to the next stage in their journey, which is laser processing. This step eliminates any unwanted material from the diamond and converts them into a suitable format for inspection and ultimately the cutting and polishing process. It is also at this step that we remove the seed so that it can be reused to create another diamond. The stones then head over to quality control for the final inspection. Here is where they get their final rough measurements and weight recorded.
Got it. So at this point, the type 2A diamond rough is fully grown. This is an as grown piece of CVD diamond. And here's an interesting point, especially when educating across retail and the consumer. Rough diamonds, whether they are mined or lab grown, all go through the exact same finishing process. And actually, they're certified in the exact same way as well. Jonathan, can you shed a little light on the cutting and polishing process itself before the diamond is certified and then ready to be placed in a piece of jewelry?
Certainly. Before diamond finishing can begin, each stone is scanned and a 3D image and variety of diamond plans are generated to assist in optimizing the planned cut of the finished diamond, whether it be a round or a fancy cut. Plans are then selected, the rough diamond is cut and polished by expert artisans, and the diamonds are finally inspected in full, then shipped via secure carrier to be graded and certified.
Thanks, Jonathan. Another critical point for those selling lab grown diamonds to the more sustainability-minded consumers is for a diamond to be third-party sustainability certified and guaranteed traceable to its source. Characteristic data must be collected on each unique diamond at each step of its growth and development process throughout the entirety of the value chain. This allows for full life cycle traceability and provenance guarantees once audited by that third-party sustainability certifier.
Absolutely. The producer must fastidiously collect and report data across every step of diamond growth and development. We know that third-party sustainability certification and increasingly provenance assurances is critical to establishing consumer trust.
That's absolutely true. Third-party sustainability certification provides the foundation for an emotional connection to what we call the next gen consumer, seeking to align with brands that are transparent and ethical, have a strong value system, care about sustainability, and hope to leave the world a better place. In recent consumer reporting, the top two reasons consumers consider lab-grown diamonds: one, larger size or higher quality for the same price versus mined, and two, hoping to avoid the potential impact of mining on labor and the environment.
Who is the next-gen consumer driving this demand?
Yeah, Jonathan, what we refer to as the next-gen consumer is it's really mindset-oriented, not necessarily based on an age demographic. With a rise of information availability and visibility into a business's value chain, this purpose-driven, conscious consumer increasingly demands transparency and insight into environmental, social, and governance practices. They're looking for proof that there is a shared value system at play before they, quote, vote with their wallet. This is seen across industries and consumer goods, whether consumers are choosing between one brand of clothing or another, or when they choose to shop organic. While this may not yet be table stakes in the jewelry industry specifically, it is more broadly for this next-gen consumer. They're looking for visibility into environmental and social impacts, and they won't just take your word for it. Third-party certification is really critical. In diamonds, this consumer mandate for transparency ties specifically to traceability, provenance assurances, and climate impacts. And this actually extends beyond the desire for a credible data-backed diamond grading certificate.
Thanks, Brittany. What does this mean for the fine jewelry retailer?
So not only does sustainability certification address the modern consumer's needs, studies show that the retailer can actually capture an additional 5 to 10% premium on certified sustainability grown goods, where the country of origin and third-party certification are validated and backed by data. With awareness around third-party validated sustainability produced diamonds now increasing, more partners are confirming this incremental margin opportunity. From a more macro consumer motivation perspective, this aligns with the broad consumer goods landscape, where across industries, again, premiums are attached to third-party validated organic, sustainability rated, or products with an intrinsic give-back component. As purpose-oriented consumers walk into stores and ask for lab-grown, this provides an opportunity for the fine jewelry retailer to expand their business, build their bottom line, and capture a new and maybe previously elusive consumer. Once these buyers transact and establish trust with the retailer, our market research shows that 90% of lab-grown diamond consumers are satisfied or very satisfied with their purchase. Of note, satisfaction is very high among buyers of larger carat weight lab-grown diamonds, specifically those of 2 carats or greater, which makes total sense to me.
So before I head back to growing those high carat weight diamonds, I'm curious, as I'm sure those listening would be, how can retailers and brands ensure that they capture the romance and facts behind lab-grown to build these long-lasting consumer relationships?
Great question, Jonathan. It's more critical than ever that the retailer is equipped with the knowledge, expertise, and product to meet these consumer needs. On the retail front, this consumer is conducting extensive product research before they even walk in the door. And it's important as a retailer that you're armed with the tools and training to build those strong bonds, establish trust, and keep the customers coming back for each occasion and life milestone worth celebrating. From building your knowledge of lab-grown diamonds to understanding the importance of sustainability to connecting through your own personal values, the key to closing the sale often lies in speaking authoritatively about the core benefits of the product. With education and storytelling being so critical to driving engagement and sales, it really all starts with the right training tools created to support the different learning styles of your team members. Whether seasoned professionals looking to refresh your lab-grown diamond product knowledge or recently expanded into the lab-grown category itself, it's never too late to learn something new. The goal for all supplier and partner relationships should really be to empower fine jewelry designers and retailers to drive sales more effectively and authentically while building meaningful, trustworthy relationships with the end customer. And there are incredible training tools out there for the retailer. As an example, at WD last year, we launched the WD Resource Center. It's our self-service digital learning and marketing portal that we offer to our authorized partners. To be more effective, training should take various forms, from video to helpful cheat sheets to frequently asked questions like, are lab-grown diamonds graded the same way as mined? What is post-growth treatment? Can I pull off a 6-carat diamond ring? And in that commitment to education, we're in fine company. Organizations like the Plum Club and the American Gemological Society, of which we are members, are also dedicated to expanding the knowledge base in our industry and ensuring the consumer, through that retailer and brand relationship, has everything they need to make the choices that are right for them. By focusing on what matters most to shoppers and staying informed, confident, and equipped with knowledge, you're able to lay the foundation that converts new prospects into dedicated, lifelong shoppers. In summary, there's never been a better time to embrace the lab grown diamond category and to really connect with the powerful story behind the product. Jonathan, thank you for sharing your knowledge and for your contributions to the industry.
Thank you, Brittany.
A special thank you also to our brand, retail, and wholesale partners the world over for partnering with us to build this new category of accessible, conscious luxury. Finally, a heartfelt thank you to the Plum Club for the opportunity to share our perspective on the market and unique knowledge of premium diamond growth processes with you, the movers and shakers in the industry. We hope you take away key learnings and fun facts on the diamond growth process, talking points on sustainability and the importance of traceability, and insight into the power of education and storytelling in retail. We look forward to building on the growth of this exciting category with you.